Let the jury consider their verdict." "No, no," said the Queen. "Sentence first, verdict after."
"Stuff and nonsense," said Alice loudly. "The idea of having the sentence first."
"Hold your tongue," said the Queen, turning purple.
"I won't," said Alice.
"Off with her head," the Queen shouted at the top of her voice. Nobody moved.
"Who cares for you?" said Alice. She had grown to her full size by this time. "You're nothing but a pack of cards."
At this, the whole pack rose up in the air and came flying down upon her. She gave a little scream, half of fright and half of anger, and tried to beat them off, and found herself lying on the bank, with her head in the lap of her sister, who was gently brushing away some dead leaves that had fluttered down from the trees upon her face.
"Wake up, Alice, dear," said her sister. "Why, what a long sleep you've had."
"Oh, I've had such a curious dream," said Alice. And she told her sister, as well as she could remember them, all these strange adventures of hers that you have just been reading about.